In the last 10 years, St. Croix County's population has swelled by nearly 34%. In Pierce County, there was an 11.5% increase. For school districts in this part of the state, some real challenges and tough choices are on the horizon.
The high school is beyond capacity.
That's Superintendent Randy Rosberg of the Somerset School District.
It was designed in 96 for 400 kids, and we have just about 485 kids. So we're putting more kids into classrooms than should reasonably be in there.
Rosberg says the district's middle school is over capacity as well, and their elementary is 15 students shy of reaching its limit. And in a district that's been steadily growing over the past two decades, Rosberg says another building referendum isn't likely to sit well with taxpayers.
So the Board of Ed is looking at other options. I'm trying to figure out if we can do year-round schooling, trying to figure out if we can do more online virtual schooling or evening schooling.
Much the same story in the Hudson School District. Communications Director Tracy Habish-Aline says their middle school now holds 1,241 students. That's 116 more than it was designed for. And though more students means more state aid, she says the district still comes up short.
State aid does not totally offset the additional staffing and space required to meet the needs of this type of growth in a district.
Habish-Aline says the district passed a referendum in 2008 to build a new elementary school. Now they're looking to purchase land for another building. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.